Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
God has absolutely put us in a world where He wants to work in us and absolutely teach us how to put off one nature and put on another one. It's almost like a garment, isn't it? Hey, I don't have to wear that. That's not the person I am. It's almost like that little boy who's kind of struggling with his new identity. What would it be like if he put on his old clothes and just hung around in the streets? See, he'd be putting on who he used to be and acting that out and still, you know, not quite accepting. Am I really a child of the king? Somebody like me with my past? And on and on and on. You see how that would get undermined and attacked. But the other guy, he went on there, he went into the king's palace, and he was glad to get rid of his old rags and put on the royal garments. And I believe God wants us, this is not just some event where we all come down to the altar and boom, it's done. This is something that happens every day. Every single day we're going to face issues where our old nature simply wants its way, and our mind has been taught to think that way. And God wants to teach us to recognize that and say and actually believe that we can stand against that and say no. There's nothing new I'm saying here, is it? Is there? But from your silence, I presume you understand that it's not as easy as just saying it and knowing it theoretically up here. But actually putting that into practice is the trick. Not the trick. It's what God called us to do. Remember, always in this context, remember who He's writing to. You are children of God. You've been called out. You've been sealed by His Spirit. You've been foreknown from the foundation of the world. Now, let me tell you about this. To be made new. To be made new. It's interesting. That's a passive verb in the Greek. Now, if it's passive, yeah, there are things that I've got to do, but I've also got to submit to something. Because a passive means something is happening to me that somebody else is doing. If I make myself new, that's one thing. If I allow myself to be made new, now I'm surrendering to the actions of somebody else. Who might that be? You think the Lord is actively working in our lives? He kind of says He is. Didn't Paul also say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Praise God. So there's this constant sense of I need You, and I'm looking to You, and I'm believing You to change my thinking. I got a lot of stinking thinking going on up here, and I need You to help me. And it's all my life. There are going to be issues that come up. Okay? I am so glad that being a child of God is not a conditional thing. Well, He doesn't do it on a trial basis. Okay, I'll let You be my son. I'll call You my son, but it ain't sure yet. There is a certainty that God wants to bring a people to. When we come to Him, we need to recognize we are His children. When a child is born into your family, do they have to earn the right to be your child? Are they your children on a trial basis as long as they measure up? Well, they'll mess up a whole lot. There's a whole lot of things that they go through and have to learn, and you have to correct, and they got to grow, and you know, you understand what I'm talking about. But they're your children regardless. They don't have to earn the right. Thank God. He's the one who's made it possible for somebody like me to be His child. I have no other hope, no other possible claim. And I don't care who you are. There'll be people listening to this who are in prison. And you need to realize you're no different than anybody sitting in this congregation. His love reaches out to you. Oh, what a glorious thing it is that he can put away all that's behind. Thank God. So anyway, be made new. This is submitting to his work in my life, recognizing that that's the only way I'm going to change. The only way my mind is going to change and actually change what I am in my everyday life. That's what this is about. What am I really? Am I living out the old life or am I living out the new one? And that's a process of change. So don't be discouraged if you're wrestling with things. Don't be discouraged. Look to the Lord. Don't look inside and say, I've got to try harder. Say, Lord, explain this to me. Help me to see what I'm thinking here. What am I believing that is keeping me in this place? Lord, help me. Work in my heart. Okay? Work in my mind. You see how the mind keeps coming up? Okay, and to put on the new self. So there is a new self that is real. Now, putting it on doesn't mean trying to become. It means it's mine. I have every right to take that out of my closet in the morning and put it on and declare to the world, this is who I am. I'm a child of the King. Now, yes, I mess up. Yes, I've got a lot to learn. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. But none of that affects my standing before the King. Because he has already declared legally, I am his child. He paid my debts. He took care of everything that would have said otherwise. That's a settled issue. Wouldn't it be good if that were as settled in our minds as that? Okay? And right now he's going to go into a list. He starts to talk about a lot of specifics. And as he talks, as he mentions these things, think about it again, who he's talking to. These are Christians. How could a Christian have any of these impulses still living in them and have to be instructed, you don't live this way anymore? Boy, God's got an amazing job to do. He's the only one that's able to do it. Okay? So anyway, therefore, as a result of what he's just said about these two natures that want to control our thinking and our actions, we need to put off one and put on the other. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor. For we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Doesn't say you'll never experience that emotion. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could let everything go and truly be free and not let stuff linger in our spirits and in our minds. You think we'd be different people if that were true? All right. And do not give the devil a foothold. See, that's the only way the devil can have a foothold in anyone's life is if we give it to him. Now, a lot of times we come to the Lord and we don't realize, hey, the devil has a hold and I'm giving it to him because I just don't get it. I don't understand. I need you to explain to me and help me with my thinking so that I recognize who I am and that I don't have to yield to that. Those are processes that the Lord is working in all of us, I believe, particularly in this course that we're taking. But anyway, do not give the devil a foothold. He does not have permission. He does not have any right to ownership of any part of a child of God. The only way he can get any kind of influence over any of us is if we think the old way and we yield to him in some place. Okay? That's an important truth, isn't it? But we don't have to do it, thank God, because we're children of the King. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer. Think about all these Christians that he's talking to. Or what are they supposed to do instead? But must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Even work is not so I can get rich and look at me. It's so that I can be a responsible person and I can actually have power to help somebody else. What an idea. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Now, it doesn't say don't drive him away and he'll leave you alone. This is, you think when we yield and we just do something, we know it's wrong and we yield to it because it's just been part of our lives and we haven't got the victory over it, you think the Lord's happy? No. You think he hates us? No. But he's sad. I don't want to make the devil, I don't want to make the Lord sad. I do want to make the devil sad. I don't want to make the Lord sad. Praise God. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. Wow. All of these things he's been talking about, now all of a sudden he says, you're dearly loved children. I got to tell you, don't steal, don't get angry, don't get bitter, don't do all these things. By the way, you're still dearly loved children. Wow. What an amazing God we have. Now, he doesn't love us so we can keep doing those things. He loves us enough to bring us out, but not to reject us in the process. I want my mind and my thinking to get rid of all the stinking thinking and learn how to think the way he does, and then have enough confidence to actually do that. All right? As dearly loved children, and walk. So that's daily living, isn't it? And walk in the way of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. That's the foundation of my standing. That's the foundation of how I could be a dearly loved child. But among you, there must be not even be a hint of sexual immorality. Pretty plain language. Or of any kind of impurity or of greed. Because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Now he's talking about something where that's what your life is about. This is the way you live.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.